Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, Sarah.
Hi. I'm not Kay.
No, not Kay. Not today. We're doing. Kay has a scheduling conflict, so she's not doing the show today. But we have Sarah here.
I'm Sarah, not Kay.
Not Kay.
Sarah, not Kay.
And as we said before, the Derek and Sarah show has been going on for years.
Oh, my God.
Years and years.
Oh, when the inception was high school, I think. Yeah.
Over 20 years.
Oh,
not to,
yeah.
Not to date ourselves, but oh, my goodness. So what are we going to talk about today? So I got some weird news headlines. We've got an 8-year-old girl that takes the wheel in emergency situation and is driving in 4 lanes of traffic.
Wow.
We'll talk about that in the weird news.
Yeah.
Do you got something over there, or should I?
You know, I heard Kim and Kanye are getting married next
week.
Oh
boy.
Yeah.
Wedding bells.
Ding ding ding.
We've got some people that get a cheap couch at the Salvation Army and comes with a lot of cash inside. We'll be talking about that in the weird news.
Oh my. It's Tina Fey's birthday.
It is.
Oh. And if you're listening in Maine, it's Jen Meter's birthday.
That's right.
Yay, Jen.
Let's see. Florida. We got some Florida news. Let's see. A man skips his restaurant bill and gets in the wrong car and tries to get away. We'll talk about that in the weird news. Some crazy Florida stuff. As what happens in Florida.
Oh, that's awesome.
And finally?
Finally!
Did you get something else over there?
Oh, yeah, I've got some money news.
Oh, more money news.
Yeah, we'll wait on that
All right, that sounds good.
Cha-ching.
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 I think we're ready to get this show started.
Oh, as we should.
All right, I'll press the button over here. Here we go.
Okay, I'm holding my breath.
This is The Derek and Kay Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show.
Hi.
How you doing?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, mother.
He's about to jump off the counter for these jalapenos.
Can we talk about the things people never talk about? When's the last time you had a hot dog?
You had a hot dog last week?
You bought hot dogs at Walgreens?
Yes.
Let's just talk about hot dogs for a minute, shall we?
Do you like your mustard and relish?
Yeah. How do we buy hot dogs at Walgreens?
It's party time!
We love Johnny J on the Derek and Kay Show, kicking it old school with the beautiful, beautiful Kay and the lovely Derek.
Hey, yo, it is the Derek and Kay Show. We are broadcasting live from Boston. Today is May 18th, 2014.
Don't forget the May farts.
And don't forget the May farts. This is episode 168, I believe.
168.
And we're over a quarter of a million listens and growing.
Holy
wow.
And we are, of course, the most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today.
That's a damn lie, and you know it.
And I am Derek.
Derek Kalish.
And right over there... It's not Kay, but it's Sarah.
Look at the cat is about to jump off the counter for these jalapenos. Hello, peeps.
Hello, peeps.
I'm Sarah.
Yay. And if you'd like to get in touch with the Derek and Kay Show, you can in many ways. You can email us at dkradioshow@gmail.com.
You've got mail.
You can find some information about how to be a guest and things like that there. We're on Twitter at dkradioshow. You can find us on Facebook at The Derek and Kay Show. And you can give us a call tonight at 661-467-2416. We are live until 8 o'clock this evening, so please give us a call. And you can chime in. Yeah, you know, you got a question for us, me, Sarah.
Advice, whatever.
Yeah, it could be the
what
advice
have
show.
You can tell us about the weather.
Yeah, how's the weather?
How are things in Guacamora?
Where's that?
Are you making that up?
Blah, blah.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. What was I going to say? Yeah, so lots going on, I guess, this week. Oh, pause. I don't know why it does that. Technical issues there. Anyways. Kay has a scheduling conflict, so she's not able to be here today. But we miss her. She should be back next week.
Kay Patterson!
And we may even have a surprise. We may even have a surprise caller. You never know. You never know what might happen. Yeah. You never know. You okay there?
I'm doing inward singing.
Inward singing.
I don't know if there's something that's a mommy fucking singing. I'll sing about it.
That's good.
A little Jack Black
little
in the
Jack
house.
Jack Black in the house.
Oh, who doesn't love Jack Black?
He's funny. He's some funny stuff.
If you don't love Jack Black, then stop listening to the show. Yeah.
He is funny stuff. So good weekend for you?
Oh, my God. It's been a great weekend.
Yeah?
I think I saw you this weekend.
I did see you this weekend. This is twice this weekend, which
is
great.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah,
so,
it is really good.
So should we just talk about Friday?
We should.
It's Friday.
Oh,
You forgot about that,
yeah,
huh?
2 days ago.
2 days ago.
During the night hours.
Toward the
midnight hour.
Uh-huh.
We all met up for Party on the Harbor.
It's party time!
Oh, my gosh. And if I may brag, what a party it was.
It was an awesome party.
It was ridiculous. It was ridiculous fun.
They're pulling out all the good stuff, I think.
Why don't you talk about the nice eats?
The nice eats? Yeah, so they had midnight snacks. They had the mac and cheese with all the different toppings.
Mac and cheese bar.
Yeah, mac and cheese bar. You could add, you know, your bacon, your cheese.
Orgasmic. It was so friggin' good.
It was really good, yeah.
It's like everything you want to eat bad. They also had those little, those mini dessert little parfaits.
Oh, those were so good. That might have been the butterscotch. Was it butterscotch?
There was sea salt caramel, which is like...
What? Chocolate? I didn't see that at all.
There was something that had caramel, then it had like the salted layer and a little bit of dark chocolate.
That wasn't the thing in the little cup, was it?
It was in one of the little the shot glasses.
Oh, I thought those were so good.
So fantastic.
Was it the cake in the bottom?
I don't know.
Yeah, it was good.
Isn't it yummy?
Yum 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 yum.
Yeah.
Yum.
Yeah. No, it was a good party.
Good time.
The photo booth. That was a lot of fun.
Oh my God, we got some great pics off that.
Some great pics.
Yeah. So yeah, speaking. Oh, sorry. Can I cut you?
Yeah.
That's all right. I had a great time. Really.
It's your show. Go ahead.
Yeah. No. So the pics.
The pics.
So I was on Boston.com today.
Oh, that's right. I didn't ask you about that.
We didn't make the top picks.
Were there picks today?
Yeah, didn't make it, man.
What did they say there?
They picked 26 photos, and Rod and I did not make the photos, man.
That's no good, because you guys looked awesome. I thought you guys, you both... I loved your outfit.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you should have been in the paper. You guys.
No, well, I remember the photographer said to Rod a couple times, "Will you please smile?"
Oh, he wasn't smiling.
No, so maybe I have no idea, but
he looked so great too.
We're just too cool for effing school.
Yeah,
you know
right.
what I'm
yeah.
saying?
Yeah, like, you guys.
Yeah, we can't be in any form of media. I mean, you have to follow us privately.
That's right. And you know what? That's probably why they didn't put you in there, because they didn't want, none of those other people would have matched.
You know, nobody can live up to us. Yeah, it's just that whole thing. Yeah. It's very elitist. So
that suit, very fine material on that suit.
Oh my god!
Oh my gosh! It felt so.
Yeah, his suit's ridiculous.
So comfortable.
Yeah, you got that suit at Barney's.
Yeah.
Can we just say?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But it was a fun time. It was a fun time. And then let's talk about the DJ.
Oh, that's right.
That man, that was it. It was Quest Love, y'all in the house. Quest Love, y'all.
What an interesting mix. And earlier that evening for the gala, I got to catch a little bit of that performance. Yo-Yo Ma. So what an interesting.
Oh, God.
In the same building. You would.
that's so cool. On the same night.
Yeah. Who would thought that could even happen?
That's so great. That's like having chocolate with radishes in one meal.
Yummy.
It's just, you know, this really brilliant, brilliant opposition. And it just kind of all comes together like
it did.
One beautiful dish.
Yum. I didn't think of it as a dish. Yeah.
It was a good dish.
It was good dish.
Yeah. And so the dancing was ridiculous. It was so much fun. Total ridiculous.
Yeah. I didn't hang out too much for that.
Oh my God.
I just wanted to see him come in. You guys were tearing it up.
We were in this posse of women and they were like in the rod and they were all about the dance moves.
Did it get crazy?
They liked my dance moves. We had a good time together. These girls and I were getting down.
Nice.
We was having a good time. It was good. We had a good time. And then, of course, it was lovely to see your great friend and neighbor, the Mr. Tom.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
And his lovely lady.
Downstairs, yeah.
Yeah, that was some fun times. Oh, and then, you know, we did play blackjack in the elevator.
I missed that whole part.
Oh, and we did not do the reading.
That's the one thing I wanted to do.
I wanted to do that too, palm reading. Or whatever it was. I don't know
tarot
what the
cards,
heck. But
yeah, on the elevator.
We missed that part.
I would have been curious to see what they would have said.
Oh, yeah, and the adult beverages. It was pretty good.
Those are pretty darn good. I think my favorite were the ones that are upstairs.
Definitely. Totally agree.
Rum ones were really
totally
good.
Totally agree.
The rest were kind of just your generic bar.
Oh, and what I really love, too, about that room, I don't know if it packed up more after we left, but there was just...
Not too much.
It was chill. Yeah, the room was chill. I mean, we had first dibs on the food, first dibs on the drink.
It was delicious.
And then, of course, the view. You know, you're on the harbor. What more could you ask for?
Yeah, it is a party on the harbor.
It was fabulous.
It was a good time. It was
good. We got to go out more.
Yeah,
we got to get a hook up with Graham Wright or something.
Oh,
I don't
know. Okay.
Well, I don't know about
get him
that,
on the show, you keep saying. Yeah,
yeah. We got to get Graham Cracker on the show.
Okay. Gumby is saying, Tina Fey's his wife. Okay, I didn't realize that.
Oh, wow.
Oh, he's also a fan of you.
Yeah,
that's the spelling, but yeah.
Oh, my gosh, did he just change the spelling of my name?
No, I really appreciate that.
That's so cool.
Yeah,
no ill feelings to the Gums, you know?
Yeah, no.
To the RJ Gums.
RJ Gums, he's awesome.
Well, he's into jazz, man.
That dude likes jazz a lot. Yeah, he is. He's got his own Facebook thing over there.
Yeah, I mean... I think my jazz collection is good, but it's probably not nearly what this dude's is.
It's pretty
not
intense.
Even close.
And then RJ Gumby also on the Possum Hour Mondays and Fridays. Okay, there's the plug. Oh.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday.
Nice, right here on the Blog Talk Radio Network.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good stuff.
Yeah.
What else is going on?
What? So, I think I was wrong. Kim and Kanye?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're taking their baby, whose name is North. So she's Northwest.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
That's very clever.
It's very deep.
Yeah, they must have thought about that for a while.
Yeah, you know. So, I think the wedding is in Firenze, Florence,
okay.
Italy.
Okay.
And Florence is an awesome city. As I've told you, you got to go.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so beautiful.
Yeah, I should make the trip.
Derek, it's right up there, man. You got to do that.
I think a lot of good things are overseas over there. I like the European, all that stuff.
I know it's you do. You would love Italy.
Yeah.
I like the Raposo, man. From 1 to 4, everything shuts down, and you're like, what am I going to do?
One to four?
1 to 4, Derek. No joke.
Oh, my gosh.
So, like, if you got to get into the local shops in the local towns, you got to go between 10 and 1 because 1 to 4 is get your drink on, get your smoke on.
Are you kidding me?
Or go and eat, like, you know, like have, you know, marinated red peppers or, you know, verduro miste, grilled vegetables with cheeses and honey and red wine. Dude,
oh,
out in the
street.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, ridiculous, as you say.
It's ridiculous. It's total ridiculous.
Wait, so they don't work in the afternoons?
1 to 4. It's especially in smaller towns.
Do they work
in
after
Rome,
that?
In Rome, it's a little more forgiving. I mean, they, you know, they have the tourism and everything.
Wait, they only work in the mornings?
No, they do 10 to 1 and then like 4 to 7.
They go back to work after 3 hours of wine and drinks
yeah,
and smoking?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Huh.
So, you know what? I don't know if I've ever told you this story, but when we were in Viterbo, which is the town I was in for 4 weeks, when Rod came, we went to this.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We went to this awesome restaurant that overlooked. It's a papal city. It's very religious. And so we were overlooking, you know, the countryside, which was stunning. And we met these two Italian dudes dining alone. And they were flabbergasted that Rod would sometimes work more than like 35 or 40 hours a week. They just could not get over it. They couldn't get over it. I mean, you know, it's just a very, very different way of living over there.
And yeah.
I mean, I was banging my head against the wall, like needing to go to a pharmacy sometimes between 1 and 4. I got
it's
some
not happening.
Ridiculous, like, rash while I was there on my ankle. And I, you know, I couldn't get into the farmacia. Or whatever, farmacia.
Okay.
I can't, you know.
Yeah.
And I was like, I need some goddamn cream, you know. I forgot. Oh, hidrocortisone.
Oh, right.
Hidrocortisone.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. As long as my Italian was good for the opera, it didn't matter elsewhere.
Right.
But,
you just got to get your...
Oh, my God. I was... There was one restaurant I like to frequent at lunchtime, and the people didn't really like me till Rod came over because, you know, Rod speaks Spanish, and at least they could get by. They were like, you know, F you, American, and you're... You know, elementary Italian.
Right.
No, I don't know how we went from Kanye to, you know, Raposo to Idrocortisone.
Well, I had no idea they don't work that.
1 to 4.
Okay.
Yeah, especially in the warmer months.
That would be great because I could use a nap at that.
Well,
time.
Derek, let me tell you.
Yeah.
When you're on the Italian coast.
Uh huh.
And that's happening, man. And you're, like, on the beach, and you're drinking, you know, like...
In the afternoon.
Serious wine.
Oh, day drinking is great.
Ridiculous.
I love
it's
it.
So phenomenal.
Yeah.
That's easily the best trip of my life.
Wow. That's pretty awesome.
Well, I don't know. Our honeymoon was pretty amazing. But I love Italy. I just... Oh, it's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And he's like, okay, moving on. Enough
stop.
About Italy.
That?
This
no.
is not
I'll
Rick Steves. We're not Anthony
Rick
Bourdain.
Steve.
We're not Anthony Bourdain here talking about Parts Unknown.
Not familiar
have you
with
ever?
That.
Oh,
no,
that's an awesome show. I love Anthony Bourdain. You know, like
what?
Rod and I will sometimes have the fantasy dinner party guests.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Anthony Bourdain is at the top of the list. Come on, peeps, tell me you agree with this. Anthony Bourdain kicks ass. Love him. So acerbic, so knowledgeable, so funny, all of it.
Oh, good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you'd be your dinner guest.
Oh, he's top of the list.
Oh, really? You guys actually have a list?
Well, we have some people, yeah.
What's your top five?
Okay, so Anthony Bourdain is right up there, and, man... I don't know. You
or,
put
or
me
a
on the
few.
Spot.
Oh, I didn't. It seemed like you had a few, or whatever. You know.
Okay.
You don't have to do top five.
Anthony Bourdain is up there. God, who else? I have to admit, we've talked about having Susie Orman.
Who's that?
Come on, Derek.
Susie.
The financial guru, the woman, financial guru, she's power lesbian, amazing.
No.
Like, taking so much financial advice from her. It's great.
Oh, wow. No.
Susie Orman.
Okay.
Yeah, man, check her out.
All right.
Uh, There's probably an actor in there or something. Oh, probably Bryan Cranston.
Oh, yeah.
From Breaking Bad. Yeah.
Wait, didn't you see him?
Oh, yeah.
That's right. That's
crazy.
Yeah,
he's amazing.
You see, didn't ask him for dinner then?
No, I should have.
Yeah.
I should have said, come on over. Yeah. I know I'm missing some other people.
Yeah, there must be some big ones.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm not going to have any, like, serious political consultants
no,
or anything
not so
like
much.
That. No, I mean, you know, this is not going to be like current events or world topics, you know.
Yeah.
This is like a fun night.
Or hot topics, even.
A fun night with interesting perspectives on maybe art and culture and food and whatnot, have you.
I'm absolutely with you there.
Yeah, I love those subjects.
It's good. It's good stuff.
Yeah. Derek, I love you.
I love you too.
Yeah.
And with that,
you're my brother.
You're
from
like
another mother.
From another mister.
Another mister.
And
yeah, my good.
And with that, I think we're going to take a short break.
Let's take a short break.
And we'll come
we?
Back with some weird news. Does that sound good to you?
Sounds pretty good.
Great. We'll be right back with some weird news. Stay tuned.
Until they ordered.
Oh, my God!
The Flan. Rated NC-17. May not be suitable for the weak of stomach.
The menu said creme brulee. The menu said creme brulee!
Dessert is served.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show.
The most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today, The Derek and Kay Show. The Derek and Kay Show, and we are back. If you want to get in touch with the Derek and Kay Show, there's many ways. You can email us at dkradioshow@gmail.com.
You've got mail.
And you can find us on Twitter at dkradioshow. You can find us on the Facebook at the Derek and Kay Show. And give us a call tonight at 661-467-2416. Nice. And we're joined with Sarah.
Hi.
Yeah. You might say it's like it's the Derek and...
The Derek and Sarah
Show.
The Derek and
Sarah
Show.
That's funny.
That is funny,
that
right?
That is funny.
Yeah, Kay is off. She has a scheduling conflict, but she'll be back next week, she says. So there's that. So
yeah,
it's weird news time.
Yes, tell us some weird news.
All right.
I got Derek's weird news. I got Derek's weird news.
Thank you, Will.
Thanks, Will.
This is where I play the chicken dance and I read some weird news.
Oh, I have a story to tell after your weird news.
Talk about it. Okay, great.
Remind me.
All right. First story. This one comes to us from Kansas. Kansas girl takes the wheel in an emergency. This little 8-year-old is quite the hero. After some quick thinking, as she grabbed the steering wheel of her family's SUV when her mother became unconscious. Driving down four lanes of traffic, she was able to turn the vehicle around.
Wow.
I don't even know how this is even possible. And she got back to the direction towards home. Some people saw the SUV swerving about 20 miles an hour, and some people nearby were trying to help her stop the vehicle. And I guess a car driving alongside rolled down the window and told the girl, it's okay, just we're going to go in front of you and stop the vehicle. And they did, and everything's okay, and that's what's happening in Kansas.
Wow.
This
sounds like big news for Kansas.
Yeah, big.
I have to say, when I think of Kansas, you know, I don't exactly think about earth-shattering news.
Yeah.
Though, I mean... They are afflicted with some very dramatic weather at times,
yeah.
Of course.
Crappy weather.
Where did you find that?
Oh, we got stuff.
Oh, yeah. I bet you
do. Yeah, we got lots of stuff.
You got that
yeah.
in the back pocket with some jelly beans, yo.
Oh, you want some jelly beans?
Some jelly beans.
Yeah. No, there's definitely jelly beans in this place.
Jelly beans. Jelly beans. Jelly beans.
Wow. So now we got a jelly bean jingle.
Okay. Well, what,
so right now that we get that recorded, that's good.
What's your favorite jelly bean, Derek? Kalish.
Derek Kalish.
Thank you. I would say, well, you mean flavor, like the jelly belly?
Yeah, sure.
I would say it's probably pear.
Awesome.
What about you? What's your favorite jelly bean?
Cantaloupe.
Cantaloupe.
I think so.
That's good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't it yummy?
All right, I don't need this story anymore.
Okay.
Okay, let's see. Let's see what else we got here. How's it going in the chat room? What are they saying there?
Auntie M, Auntie M.
Oh, that's what's going on.
Wizard of Oz. Derek, click your red heels.
That's right.
Click your red shoes.
Or the black person's version, what is that?
The Wiz.
The Wiz, that's right.
Come on, ease on down, ease on down the road.
White people are so scared of black people.
Okay. Next story. This one comes to us from New Paltz, New York.
No.
Here, roommates buy a lumpy couch and find $40,000 inside it.
Wow.
They're all screaming and carry on. The neighbors thought they won the lottery, but it was an old sofa stuffed with $40,000 cash that three young roommates got for $55. I guess it was a couch and an easy chair at the Salvation Army. But there was envelopes of money, about $40,000 in bundles. And there was a note, an old woman's name, who's a 91-year-old. So they actually went to go find her, and they returned the money. So there's a happy ending in that story. They weren't sure what they were going to originally do, but they knew that they had to return the money to feel right about
right,
it.
Right, right. Good peeps.
Good peeps. And that's what's happening in New Paltz, New York.
Well, I'm glad to know that those people have honor. I would do the same thing.
Right. Yeah, that's a lot of cash.
It is. It is. Though I'll tell you, you know, some of the previous generations used to store money in their homes. My great aunt would put money in between towels and stuff in her bathroom.
Oh, boy.
Or, like, you know, in the back of, like, the toiletry cabinet, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah,
very, very
strange
random.
Places.
Yeah.
Just to kind of get it
out.
Yeah,
and you know when you're nosy sometimes and you look in people's cabinets.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, you're using the bathroom and you run the water just to peek and see what people are really about or what meds they're on.
Yeah. You take a look in that medicine cabinet.
Yeah, right, right.
Tells a story, right?
Well, you just want to see what's going on, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
so,
oh, they're on that.
Yeah, what douche do you use? Anyway, you open up the cabinet there, and I'm a kid, and I just see like a stack of hundreds, and I'm like,
wow.
Okay, I'm like, that's a lot of greenbacks.
That sure is. I've stuffed some recently, like in a sock drawer, only because my bank isn't nearby. So it's like if you get all of a sudden you somehow get some cash, you got to, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to put some. Hey, we got a phone call.
My Lord.
Let's go to the phones here. From the 617, I wonder who this could be. Is this the button to press?
I know who it is. I know who it is. I know who it is.
Turn down your radio. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Hello? 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 Hello?
Did I press the wrong button?
Did I press the wrong button?
This is turning really.
All right, is this working now? Is this working now?
Hello? Hello? Oh God, Derek!
Oh God,
Derek! Put this up.
This is so interesting.
This is so interesting. I'm not sure.
Oh no!
You live. This is the live.
Oh no!
If I press this button, that gets us off. That gets us off the show.
Radio.
Maybe I press.
Hello.
Oh, the call left.
Oh, the call left out of frustration.
Yeah.
I know who it was.
I'm sorry.
Hello, I know who you are.
I thought I did the right thing. Maybe they can call
back.
That
mystery guest is pretty cool.
That mystery guest is pretty cool?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Let's see. We do have another call. They got a question, so that means I got to pick this up. All right, let me try one more time here on this thing.
Okay, let's see what happens.
And hello?
Hello?
You're on the Derek and Kay Show.
Okay, first of all, the first time I called, I was just listening, and
you shouldn't
have picked me up, but now I pressed one. Can you hear me?
I can
hear
you. Everybody, it's Kay.
Kay. Hey. Patterson.
How's it going, you guys?
We're holding the fort down.
Yeah, we're getting
by.
Are
you holding the fort down, Sarah?
I don't know. I'm trying. I got a little excited about Jelly Bean. Oh, yeah, in the 11th hour.
Yeah. You guys talking about Jelly Bean?
Yeah, there was some Jelly Bean talk.
There was some Jelly Bean talk, yeah.
Nice. I enjoy Jelly Beans. Well, there's just some, opera business going on right now. So, unfortunately, I have to not be with you guys tonight.
Yeah, we're missing you here.
Is that what I think?
I'm missing you guys too. Yes, it is. It's very interesting. And I think some of my stuff is being moved.
Oh boy, you better get back to that.
Hey Kay, RJ Gumby in the chat room says hi Kay.
Oh, hi RJ Gumby. Sorry, I can't be on the show. Well, I'm on the show now.
Yeah, now you're on the
show. You are.
Yeah.
Yay.
It's gotta be weird calling your own show, right?
Yeah,
it's really weird.
Yeah, I mean, because you're the celeb here, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
no, you're a celebrity, too.
Well, in a different way.
It's Mad Margaret over there.
No. For fashion, Kay. Come on, let's be real here.
Oh, that's right. For fashion. That's right.
Styling.
Styling, profiling. So is DK, apparently.
Yeah, that's right.
So.
We both got our article.
Yeah.
Well, what were you guys talking about before I called?
Well, this is the weird news segment. But so we're talking about.
Oh, interrupted the weird news.
No, that's quite. It's quite all right. It's your show. Hey, did you hear this? let me play this for you. Did you hear this?
The Derek and
Sarah.
Show.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I love it.
All right. Well, I should probably go and try and make friends.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Try.
Okay, keep your soft palate lifted.
Hmm. Is that code for something?
Keep that soft palate lifted, Kay. Right.
It's really not that much singing. It's really not.
Oh, okay. Okay. But, yeah.
Well, have a good rest of the show. I will be listening.
Okay, just listening.
I hope to go to the Whole Foods before it closes.
Okay.
Which one?
The one right near where I am. I'm not going to say where I am, but I'm near a Whole Foods near you.
Oh, okay.
Oh, all righty then.
Okay. Very cool.
Good to know. Good to know.
Yeah, I'm near there.
That's cool.
You never know what will happen after hours.
After hours.
All right, I think I'm I think I'm going to be making the most noise in this room, so I got to go.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks so much for the call there, Kay.
Okay.
No sweat. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I got to press this button. Okay.
You got to press something.
Okay, there we go.
Oh, okay. why don't we continue on with the weird news?
Yeah, that's a great idea. Let me press this
button. Yeah, let's do it. Where is.
Where's the story? Oh, this is Florida. This one comes to us from Florida. Here we have a Florida man that skips out on a restaurant bill and gets into the wrong car. A Delray Beach man.
Delray, huh?
At a diner, a Dublin Irish pub. On Wednesday, when his debit card was declined, he decided to skip out on the bill and get into a black Mercedes and make a run for it. The only problem, there were two things wrong. He left his debit card, which had his name on it. That's wrong. He accidentally got into the wrong Mercedes. That's wrong. He's 41 years old, and he was immediately picked up because they had his name.
And because he has his head up his ass.
That's right. There's no word on what the car was that he was driving. And that's what's happening in Florida.
Wow.
It's pretty crazy,
41
right?
Going on 14.
Yeah, and why are you driving a Mercedes and
your debit
and
card?
You can't afford the $30 bill.
Because you bought a Mercedes with money you can't afford.
That could be true. Yeah.
Oh, come on. Yeah.
He's over his head.
Yeah,
and
like
bills,
all
maybe.
The credit cards, come on, are maxed out. All that. Yeah. Yep.
What? I don't need this one anymore. I don't need
radio.
This one.
Yep.
Maybe we'll do one more story and then a break. Does that sound good?
If you think that's what's needed, let's do it.
Okay. All right, here we go. Hey, it's another great time. Another Florida story. A cashier takes offense to a drunk man licking her hands. Probably bad. A worker at a convenience store didn't like her hand being licked by an intoxicated customer and had him arrested. I guess he originally kissed her hand, but then he came back and he grabbed her hand and kissed it. And when the woman washed her hands, he grabbed it again and licked it.
Wow. Wait, when the woman washed her hands or used hand sanitizer? I mean, would they happen to be just standing in front of a sink?
No, yeah, she somehow got to be able to wash it.
At the cashier?
Yeah,
at the
I
cashier?
Guess so.
Yo, there's a sink there when they check you out. Yeah, I want to know how this all went down.
He was charged with battery and faces.
Yeah.
That's what happened in Florida.
Intoxication.
Sometimes I like to lick the sides.
I don't know.
Maybe she was salty.
Oh, she might have been salty.
And was this on Cinco de Mayo? I mean, maybe he was drunk on tequila and he licked her hands because they were salty. Because, man,
oh, that's right.
Tequila and salt.
What's that shot you do? You lick the thing. I've never done that.
Beautiful thing. I don't know. Wait, have you had
tequila?
A Mexican martini?
No, but that sounds delicious.
Oh, so good, Derek.
I could totally go for that.
That's friggin' delicious.
What is that exactly?
Well, it's like the margarita, but I think it's made with vodka and tequila.
And tequila?
I think so. It's so good.
Wow. I'm in.
Oh, is it vodka? Wait, it's olive juice. It's
oh my
olive
gosh.
Juice.
And the tequila?
Maybe something like that. And it's so delicious. So good.
Wow.
Wow.
That does sound pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm going to stop that. All right. That is the weird news.
That's the weird news.
Yeah, I don't need this anymore. I'm just going to go through the song. Okay. Wow. We're going to take another break, and we're going to come back with...
I got something to talk about.
You got stuff to talk about?
Well, I got something to talk about.
Sarah got something to talk about.
Yeah. Sarah got something to talk about.
That should be a segment.
Yeah,
I like that.
That's
pretty good. So we'll be right back with Sarah Got Something to Talk About.
Okay.
Right after this. Stay tuned.
Thank you. Derek and Kay Show.
Jones Barbecue Foot Massage. Jones Barbecue Foot Massage. Better come down here, get some of this shit. You like to eat? America loves to eat. So why not open up somewhere America can sit down, enjoy a meal, and get their feet rubbed? We'll fry anything you want for $5.99. As long as it's fryable or edible, we're going to make it deliciousable. We will fry parts of the chicken you didn't even know was fryable. The beak, the feathers, we'll fry candy bars. All that European stuff that you don't really normally eat, we'll bring it down here and fry it for you. Ask McDonald's to fry something other than what they normally fry. Guess what you're going to get? Nothing. If it fit through the dough, I'll put it in the fryer. Hell, this is a dinosaur. All our meats are gently tenderized to their optimum deliciousness. We got fine dinosaur meat. Took my money, made me pay child support. Come on down here and get you a slice. Once they get your social security number, it's over. Motivated. So friends, let's just decide you don't want no barbecue. Well, that's fine too. Why not let one of my foot specialists or myself perform our magic? Look at that. Don't they look wonderful? If you really pay me enough, we'll massage your feet in any of these sauces also. The Santa's the rule down here, Jones. Good-ass barbecue and foot massage. So go ahead and give me a call or find us on the worldwide internet at the new website. That's J-O-N-E-S, big-ass truck rental and storage.com /Jones. Good-ass barbecue and foot massage .html.
Excuse me, did you call number 52?
Did you hear me call number 52?
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show.
The most professional, unprofessional show on the radio today, : The Derek and Kay Show.
Derek and Kay Show, and we are back with Sarah in studio.
Hello.
You can email us at dkradioshow@gmail.com.
You've got mail.
And you can find us on Twitter at dkradioshow. Facebook, The Derek and Kay Show. And you can call us just for 15 more minutes about at 661-467-2416.
If you have probs, call us. Probs.
Probs or trubs.
Probs or trubs.
Call us with your probs or trubs.
Mm-hmm.
Only for 15 more minutes.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, this is good. Are we having a good time?
Yeah, we're having a good time.
Good time.
Oh, great time. Hey,
Great time. Is it time for...
Sarah
got something to talk about. Or Hot Topic, either way. Would you want the Hot Topic
sound?
No,
Sarah got something to talk about.
All right, Sarah got something to talk about. All right.
So, let's see. I think it was Wednesday night. Was it?
Was it?
Yes.
What happened Wednesday night?
I know. What does happen on Wednesday night,
you
know?
Yeah.
So, I went to the Schubert Theater, you know, here in town.
Yeah,
across from the Wang and all that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And
You performed there, didn't you?
I performed in the Cutler Majestic a lot.
That's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah. So anyway, I was at the Schubert Theater, and I attended the dress rehearsal for Acis and Galatea, a Handel opera.
Oh, wow.
That Handel and Haydn Society was doing. Mm, so mm-hmm. Brenna is in the chorus. Brenna snuck me in, got me in.
Oh, neat.
And it was with Mark Morris Dance Troupe, and the costumes were Isaac Mizrahi.
I don't know who that is.
So Isaac Mizrahi, is still a major fashion designer. It was really big in like the 80s and 90s. He's actually done quite a bit of designing for Target, actually. He's the one that kind of started that whole high-end designers, you know, in stores that are more accessibly, financially accessible, like Target, et cetera. So he was one of the front runners or the leaders of that, you know. the visionaries to bring in the high-end fashion. And anyway.
Yeah, I remember when that happened. That wasn't too long ago.
Isaac Mizrahi has done a lot for Target and whatnot. That actually is what helped facilitate his comeback. So anyway, he did the costumes. Apparently, he's good friends with Mark Morris. And Mark Morris is a legendary choreographer. Just outstanding. Derek, it was incredible.
Oh, really?
It was just on overload. It was just so amazing and beautiful. I mean, that man is a freaking genius.
Wow.
He directed the show. He choreographed the show. He brought in one of his friends who's a conductor, a British conductor, and they had the orchestra. And Brenna's, the Handel and Haydn Society, she's in that. They just sounded phenomenal. And it was just like artistic overload. It was such, I felt so privileged to be there. It was really a wonderful artistic experience.
Oh, cool. And that's up now? Is that
it was up.
Was it only this weekend? It closed this afternoon.
Yeah. But I think, let's see, have they gone to New York? Or are they going to? No, they're going to New York next.
Next.
I think it's August.
I didn't know. I didn't realize they traveled.
Mark Morris Dance Group.
Oh no, I know they did, but
Well, no, it won't be Handel and Haydn Society. It'll be a different one of the flagship choruses in New York or whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they've been using, you know, groups that are indigenous to whatever city, you know what I'm saying?
I got you.
Okay, so let's see, some big news.
Sarah's got things.
Sarah's got something to talk about.
Oh, Sarah's got something to talk about.
Right.
Sarah's got something to talk about.
So I heard that the new movie Grace of Monaco.
What is this?
Grace of Monaco, about Princess Grace, Grace Kelly. I think it's gotten some really mixed reviews, and, you know, I think it premiered at Cannes Film Festival, which was happening last week, and Nicole Kidman is playing Grace.
Oh.
And I've heard it's gotten really lukewarm reviews. But it is highly anticipated nonetheless.
When is that supposed to happen?
I don't know, man. If it's at Cannes, it must be pretty soon.
All right.
So, okay, then what else? Big stuff. AT&T announces a deal to acquire DirecTV.
Oh, American Telephone and Telegraph.
Yeah, well, the deal is worth about $50 billion. I think, if memory serves me, I read $48.6 billion.
That's a lot of coin.
And what they're, you know, I think the concept is, you know, to create a company that's able to offer new bundles and deliver content to consumers across multiple screens.
Yeah.
Mobile devices, TVs, laptops, cars, and just more.
Oh, interesting.
And we're just so connected now.
Super connected.
It's ridiculous.
I get a little, I get a little concerned, though, when the companies get, you know, all the, like the monopolies on all this stuff.
Oh,
It's a little bit. I mean, yeah, the connected part is good in some ways, but when a big company like that is just taking over more and more, it's a little nervous about that.
Yeah, it's unnerving.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact is everything is just so easily accessible now. And it's funny. I was teaching the other day, this 14-year-old boy that studies with me, and this is over at the conservatory, and we were talking, and he knows – everything about apps on phones and whatnot.
I'm sure.
And I'm like so clueless, you know? And I gave him some advice. We were talking about women, and I said, don't you dare ask a woman out over a text message. And he's like, you know what? He said, I will take that advice.
Wow.
And I will take it seriously. And I'm like, damn straight.
Yeah.
You know, be a man with balls. You have to ask in person.
Yeah,
I mean,
face to
that's
face.
Not archaic. That's poetic. That's romantic.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
like someone giving up their seat on the subway or on the T. That is romantic. That's appreciation. That's consideration.
Oh, I agree with that.
Oh, man,
yeah.
Don't get me started. But,
no,
I'm clearly
seriously.
Aging.
You know, it's interesting to think about those people when you say, like, a 14-year-old. Like, they grew up with that. Like, we never had.
I know. You're right.
You're right. It's so weird to think about.
It's ubiquitous. It's around them all the time now. It's everywhere.
They don't know it any other way.
Yeah. That's true.
That's also what kind of makes it exciting for us.
But the flirting over text.
No.
I don't know, man.
Let's not do that. Yeah.
You know. What is that?
You know the no-no cat? That's a cat on
that
YouTube.
That is so not a cat.
That's totally a cat. You want to see it?
I don't know. Come on. Get out.
Pretty quick here. Where's the...
That's not a cat. That's a kid.
That's totally a cat. Wait, I'm going to show you this, and you're going to be really
disturbed. No. Come on. I'll show you this real quick.
YouTube.com. If I type in no.
Oh, look. No cat.
Yeah, here you go. You won't believe. Yep, this is. It's kind of disturbing. I'm not sure what's good. The cat's
this
clearly
is 2 years
upset.
Ago.
Oh, there's an ad that's playing. Can we skip it?
Oh, it's Geico. It's British lizard.
It's the pig.
Oh no, it's the pig.
Voice enabled bill pay. Just a tap away on the Geico app.
Then you got a free plug.
Oh my gosh.
The cat's clearly upset though.
This is not happening.
That's for real. That's No Cat. You can find that on the YouTube.
Oh, my God. Come on.
Look at the ears all the way back.
This cat is angry.
Something's going on.
No. Oh, my gosh.
No.
What kind of kitty is this?
I'm not sure.
Is that like a Himalayan?
It's a little extra long hair. Yeah, I'm not sure.
Whoa. Don't touch me, mother trucker.
No. So that's where we got that. So, that's where we got the no-no from.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I've not seen that. I'm just...
Yeah.
I'm at a loss.
I will put it. We'll put the link in the chat room there if you guys want to check that out.
Yeah.
That's No Kitty.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it.
Wow. I think RJ Gumby wrote that Grace Kelly is a Philly gal.
Oh,
there you go.
Is that where RJ Gumby is?
I believe that's correct.
I don't know, but
or is it the Commodore? I'm confused.
I don't know, but if it's Philly, I heard on Anthony Bourdain that there's a place to go for pork and broccoli rabe sandwiches
in the
farmer's market that's supposed to be out of this world, like just freaking amazing. Yeah, so good.
Huh?
Yeah.
I wonder. Yeah, I wonder if he knows about that.
My last trip to Philly was disastrous.
He's a Philly boy. Okay.
There you go.
That is correct.
And my last trip there was such a disaster. Let me just tell you, Sarah's got something to talk about.
All right, Sarah's got something to talk about. Right. It's a new segment on the show.
So I had this major audition, or so I thought. It was in South Philly, okay?
Oh, boy.
And it was in one of these ramshackle houses, right? I go in, and there's like two Russian people sitting there and this woman. And she's like, go downstairs and warm up, okay? So I go downstairs and it's like a half-finished basement.
Uh-huh.
It's like crumbling, falling apart. It smells as awful as can be. And it's like just complete dust and whatever. You know, perfect for right before singing opera.
Yeah,
and it's
you don't want
so
that stuff in
surreal.
You.
You're in like this scary freaking basement, and there's other singers dressed to the nines in their high heels and nice dresses warming up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, I see like these atrophying, like decaying children's toys.
Oh boy.
Mixed in with like the rubble
uh-oh.
Of this basement that's falling apart. I mean, we're talking like dolls' heads and like baby grocery carts, you know, that are plastic. Fisher Price. I'm like, how the F am I going to go upstairs and sing that? I was like traumatized.
That does sound really scary.
So then
it's like a scene from a movie or something.
Yeah, then I go upstairs and sing. And, you know, it's just sometimes people put up these really impressive websites. And, like, you mm-hmm. look and they've got these reviews and whatnot. And
yeah.
Let's just say it was a really interesting trip, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. That was very bizarre.
So nothing else happened
with
them?
Well, it was such a waste. No, I was just like, I don't know if you need my resume. I'm going home.
You told them that you'll call them.
Yeah.
That's good. I like that.
It was a complete waste of time.
Oh,
but
boy.
It was interesting.
All right.
And it was a story. It's kind of like our story, you know, down to Georgia.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, what a story that was.
Different place, different time.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. And Rosemary just couldn't, or these people we stayed with in Buckhead.
Go Jesus!
So religious, traumatizing.
A little
traumatizing.
Was not used to that at
just,
all.
Just like ridic.
Yeah.
Okay, so anyway.
Ridic.
Total ridic. So she's like, she couldn't get over the fact that you were a vegetarian.
I don't think it's quite understood.
I think she just, you know, offered bacon every morning and you'd have to be like, I don't really do that.
Just that without the meat, if you could.
Just have us some toast. Yeah. Toast is great.
I remember some fruit or something.
Yeah, she did have fruit.
Yeah,
she put out the fruit.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's 8 o'clock.
Is it 8 o'clock?
Yeah, what happens now?
Well, according to the show clock, we got 3 minutes.
Oh, wow.
We got 3 minutes.
Wow. Yeah, then your microwave is way off.
Oh, that's way off, yeah.
Oh. Hey, yeah. Is that from Million Dollar Pyramid or Pyramids?
I'm
whatever?
Not sure. That's our 60-second timer.
Yeah.
That's our generic 60-second
timer. No, but that's like taken from that Million Dollar Pyramid show or whatever.
Do they have one that's on somewhere?
In the 80s, I don't know.
I'm not sure. That's the Derek and Kay show, 60-second timer.
Yeah, I bet RJ Gumby remembers that show.
Uh-oh, he might chime in.
I think it was Million Dollar Pyramid or some pyramid, $25,000 pyramid.
It didn't go up in the $100,000 pyramid.
Oh, maybe it was $100,000. I can't remember.
Back in our time, it was probably like the $25 pyramid.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, we were watching part of When Harry Met Sally yesterday, you know.
Yes.
And they're in Cat's Deli and she's having the orgasm. And
yes!
Soda.
Yes.
Great movie. In my top five.
That's pretty
anyway,
good.
Anyway, she... I mean, soda was 80 cents.
Oh, does it say that?
Yeah.
You see, oh, my gosh.
80 cents.
That's crazy. You can't get anything for 80 cents now.
I don't know. But I think the last time I had a Dr. Pep was 2008.
Oh, that's a long time. No more for you, huh?
No.
No more.
I'm not missing out on the gasoline.
That's good. Gasoline.
I'm really not.
Soda.
Oh, yeah. Dick Clark. That's who I was thinking.
Dick Clark.
And then who was that other smarm that ran that show? Was that Love Connection? Ooh.
Pat something.
Oh, my God. No, wait. There was Love Connection or the Newlywed Game.
Oh, it's Pat something.
He was... Oh, God.
Isn't
he
Pat?
Did all those, like, second-rate shows. Wait, was it Love Connection?
Game
then there was
show,
Newlywed.
Game show guy.
Something or other. I don't know.
Yeah.
And look how Drew Carey sold out doing The Price is Right.
Oh, right.
Oh.
When he first came on, he seemed so disinterested in that show. But I think he's done better.
He looks like he relishes or something.
Yeah, he's really gotten into it.
I'm like, add some mustard and get yourself a hot dog and you're all set.
I used to love watching that show when I was sick. Like, home from school or something.
Okay.
That would be my go-to. Or even work.
Ma, I could have some miso broth and I want to watch
The Price is
or
Right.
Dad. Dad, I want a grilled seitan sandwich and Price is Right. Chuck Woolery.
That's right.
My God. All right.
Thank you, RJ
Gumby. Yeah, thanks for clarifying.
It's a good thing we got the chat room.
Wow,
he's always on it.
He's enlightening us.
It's very good stuff.
Yeah.
Wow, that's our show.
That is the show,
When's the big one? They went by pretty quick, right?
I think so. Oh, she's telling us.
Yeah,
man.
She's telling.
She tells you off. How do you feel about that, Derek? How do you feel about that pressure?
It's all right. I listen to her sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes we don't listen to her though.
Yeah. How does
that Block Talk Radio, Sally?
How does that make you feel inside?
I'm okay. Sometimes
do you get
I tell her.
Anxiety,
no.
A little palpitation.
Well, sometimes when she
sweating.
Says you're about to go live in 5 seconds. Maybe a little bit.
Yeah. It's that moment of excitement and hesitation.
Yeah, but sometimes I've told her I don't care.
Did you tell her you're a thrill seeker?
No, I'm all right. Yeah, well, we got to get going, though.
Oh.
Thank you so much, Sarah, for being on the show. This
thank
is great.
You.
It's good
thanks
times.
Thanks for having me
and
on.
And we'll see Kay next week. All right. Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
It is the Derek and Kay Show.